WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
It is a Monday night, which means it's the Monday Night Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, which you can be found at youtube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're back. I'm not on vacation anymore. Hello.
So, this brawl. You could say wasted an hour of your life with good wrestling, but it wasted an hour of your life. The second hour of the show featured a gauntlet match for a number one contendership for the United States Championship. You had R-Truth. You had Matt Hardy. You had Ricochet, Humberto Carrillo, however you pronounce the last name. Andrade was involved, and it wasted your time because when it was Humberto, after Humberto beat Ricochet, he was then scheduled to fight Andrade. Well, Akira Tozawa was in as well. Andrade decided, well, I'm not going to fight Humberto. I'm just going to beat his ass and leave him laying with a DDT on the outside. So the match never happened. So 45 minutes to an hour wasted of time to crown a number one contender for United States title, which is now going to Seth Rollins because Seth Rollins beat Rey Mysterio's ass on this show after promising at the beginning that he was going to do something and he's sorry for it and we wouldn't like it. Thoughts?
Okay. I mean, I'm liking evil villain Seth. I'm liking that they've got him back to being a heel because personally to me, Seth Rollins is a better bad guy than he is a good guy. And I'm liking this where he has his minions. This is good. This is great. But, you know, and I understand you're trying to spotlight people. Humberto. We'll just go with Humberto.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, I can't remember his last name right now. And you're trying to get Andrade out there, you're trying to get Rey out there, you're trying to spotlight people. But what was the point of dedicating an hour of the show to this?
I don't know.
I mean, it's good, but it was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, we got great wrestling. That's always appreciated. But you were just going to have Seth go evil villain on people. Why didn't you just have Seth, like, go beat up Humberto?
Well, because Andrade had to beat him up to further that storyline.
Can we talk about how cute Zelina looked? Because she looked really, really good tonight. She looked super cute last night, too. They were serving looks last night, and it was amazing.
Gallows and Anderson beat the Viking Raiders. We got to finish. We didn't get one last night, but we got to finish tonight, which means we'll get another match for the tag team titles coming up in the near future.
I'm fine with this. I'm absolutely fine with this.
Eric Rowan beat some dude.
We still don't have answers about the what's in the cage, but people are starting to get curious and he's starting to talk about it. So I'm pretty sure we're going to get that soon.
Probably in the new year.
Probably. I mean, honestly, it's like what's in the cage. It's the answers are absolutely hilarious. So I think he shouldn't tell anybody for a while, but at some point somebody's going to figure it out or somebody's going to want to know. So
eventually we'll get the answer. Not yet. Not yet, but we'll get there. We had Asuka in action. She took on NXT's Deonna Purrazzo.
In a really, really, really good match.
What I liked, before they match, they aired a promo package telling us who she is. Simple little things telling you who somebody is. People should do that more often. Just saying. So Asuka got the win. Becky Lynch was interviewed by Charlie, and she mentions things that, you know, the powers of B have sort of been protecting her. They put her in tag. They thought she was being buried, but no, it's to protect her from Asuka because they know she can't beat her. She couldn't beat her last night. She couldn't beat her at the Royal Rumble. She can't beat Asuka. So she wants to change that. She needs to prove, not to the fans, not to the management, but to herself, that she can beat Asuka. That's good.
That's really good. I'm okay with that. I mean, it was a nice little promo. We'll see where it goes from here. But yeah, I think this was really good.
It worked. So Lana came out. Basically, Lana came out and said, well, here we are. Lashley, I want you to ask me to marry you. And that's what happened. And the wedding will take place on Lana Day.
What the hell is Lana Day?
The opposite of Rusev Day.
What? Okay. We all know what's going to happen. We're going to get a wrestling wedding. Rusev's going to crash the wedding or something's going to come out. Basically, it's going to hit the fan when they go to get married. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens there.
I mean, I hate this storyline so much. I'm sorry.
But wrestling weddings draw ratings.
I love wrestling weddings. Don't get me wrong. It's been forever since we've had a wrestling wedding. They're one of my favorite things that they ever do. But not her. Why her?
Because reasons.
Can't Bobby Lashley marry somebody else?
Nope.
Can't they find someone else? Please. Pretty please.
Well, could be Liv Morgan because she's having a makeover.
What the hell was that?
She's always wanted to be comfortable in her skin, and then she's been self-destructive, and she has no choice but to destroy herself so the real her can emerge.
They had her get naked and get in a bathtub!
Yep.
I mean, one, I heard every male wrestling fan that's, like, straight, and most of the female wrestling fans, like, boners go up at once, because I saw where this was going. She's walking around in a towel. The towel, she gets in front of the tub, the towel comes off, she gets in the tub, and she's sitting in a tub, in a bubble bath. Butt-ass naked on television. You can't see anything, but
you know
the implication is there. And yeah. It's like, oh my god. Oh god. Who was it that was going to do the makeover gimmick the last time?
Emelina.
It's another one of those. I can feel it. I can feel it in my skin. I just see where this is going.
Same font and all.
Same everything. And it's like, no. Oh my god, no. Don't do that to her. She doesn't deserve that. Because the flip side to that is, it's like, good God, they're creating another Mandy Rose. Oh my God, no. Please, no. Don't do that to her. Please. No, 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 no. One is enough. We have one. That's fine. One works. And I know she's trying, and I know she's going along with it, and I don't mean to talk trash about it, but why did you have her get naked? Was that absolutely necessary that she get naked?
Yes.
No, it wasn't. That was not... But I'm scared now.
Then you're
maybe this is going to go in a direction that we don't think, and maybe she's going to do something really messed up. I don't know. There's been a lot of speculation around her, but I just don't get that general...
Watch her bring back the Divas Championship.
Does that, I will throw something at my TV. Nothing hard, because I don't want to break my TV, but I will throw something at my TV.
You don't need to throw anything at your TV. Just use your mallet. Anyway... Your main event is Randy Orton.
Oh my god, I could. I totally could.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Randy Orton, AJ Styles, phenomenal main event with Randy Orton getting the win in the overrun. Yes, we had an overrun. After last week, they couldn't get to the finish, but there was like a 2-minute overrun. So they, all right, here's 2 minutes on a semi-tape show. Here's 2 minutes. After the match, Gallows and Anderson attacked Orton. Viking Raiders made the save, so we're probably leading to a 6-man tag. Good main event, though.
I feel like that's why they got it, is because it was pre-taped. So it's not like they can just tell Randy and AJ go home, because they're already an hour into taping the next show. So it's like USA kind of had to give it to him, because otherwise you're just going to end it mid-match and everybody's going to be like, well, what the hell happened? So I appreciate USA doing that. But yeah, this was good. This was great. I mean, again, I hate how much I'm enjoying Randy Orton right now. I really, really do. But I thought it was fun. I thought it was very entertaining. I know some other people maybe didn't, but that's okay. That's fine. I personally liked it.
It was enjoyable. But that's our show. It's a simple show because they're taping a lot of TV. So everything was a lot of long wrestling. And that's what you get. And you'll get the same next week, too. By the looks of it.
But you know what? I'll take that because they don't have to work on the holidays. They all get to go home, I think, after this and have a really nice long break with their family, because I don't believe they're working house shows next weekend.
I don't think so. If they are, they're done Sunday.
Yeah, so they all get to spend Christmas with their family, and then I think they also get to do the same thing for New Year's. So that's a nice change, because there was a big outcry last year because they all had to work on Christmas and New Year's, and a lot of people were upset by that. And this year, they're not making them do that. They're not even making NXT do that, because they're technically falling on those two holidays. They're actually pre-taping those shows as well, so everybody gets Christmas and New Year's off.
Yeah, they're everyone's back on the road starting on the 26th for house shows.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
So the after SmackDown airs, which they're also taping, so yeah. Even though they're doing a house show. Anyway, doesn't matter. Either way, that's us for us. They're off for the holidays. So there you go. We have The Rack live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's where you talk.
So tune in, we'll have news, notes, NXT. We are going to be reviewing TLC, which was this past Sunday on the WWE Network, and we're going to talk about all the wonderful fun things that happened on that show and how entertaining it was and what Bray Wyatt did. So we'll be talking all about that and just having a general good time. Everybody stay tuned, because in the next day or two, we're going to be putting out a review for the Ramblin' Rabbit Holiday Box. I broke down and I bought it. And so everybody can check that out, where I kind of go over everything. I've got pictures up on my Instagram if people want to take a look at it and see what's in the box. You can see it on Shop too, but just to kind of get what it looks like in real life versus what it looks like in Shop. So you can check that out as well. That'll be coming soon. That's not out yet.
Bonus content!
Woohoo! Merry Christmas!
Saturday Night Midnight at Super Radio. They have stuff that they want to talk about. Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com / Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLive via Amazon Prime. Link to your Twitch account called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Also, use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad. Hashtag epic partner. Go ahead.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD.
This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Get your questions for Ask the Rack, which is on December 26th at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Ward, at Rack Radio Show, or media at wildtalkradio.com. This show has been presented, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com.